Just kind of curious, Leora, I was surprised when I saw that they studied it in squamous. Backtracking on why Bev was sort of pushed out of squamous and why ramucirumab with a pretty similar mechanism is being utilized. Can you kind of talk about that?
So the phase one data with Bev actually came out of Vanderbilt, and Dave Johnson was leading a lot of that work, and he noted that there was a high incidence of death in patients with squamous cell histology who were treated with bevacizumab, a higher incidence of fatal hemoptysis, probably because the patients who got bevacizumab were maybe responding too well. Their tumors were melting away. And so for that reason, the phase three trial, ECOG-4599, allowed patients with non-squamous or patients who had predominantly non-squamous histology. So for patients with mixed tumor, it was allowed. When ramucirumab came along, they did not see the same safety signals in patients with squamous cell histology, which allowed it to be evaluated in that patient population. And maybe it is something unique to Bev, or maybe it's just too good in that disease, because when you look at some of the VEGF TKIs, most of them have been evaluated both in squamous and non-squamous non-small cell lung cancer. In fact, the only TKI right now that is not allowing patients with squamous cell histology on study is with sitravatinib. The trial with Nivo and sitravatinib has only been in non-squamous non-small cell lung cancer, but many of the other VEGF TKIs have allowed patients with both squamous and non-squamous to receive therapy.